When I was 14, I began attending the José Celestino Mutis High School in Apartadó. During the week, I stayed with my aunt in the town. After the quietness and isolation of the plantation, I loved the energy of the town. Newspaper stories of Apartadó made it seem like everyone was allied with one armed group or another, perpetually plotting war or carrying out hideous acts of violence. In fact, most people were never involved in the violence, except sometimes as its victims, and the violence wasn't continuous either. Most nights, the small bars of Apartadó blasted loud music, and people strolled the streets around the Central Park or sat at tables in sidewalk cafes. I walked to school every day along the avenue beside the hospital. Teak trees grew close together along the roadside, their branches arching high over the road. Partway along this avenue was Don Fermín's fruit stall with its rich fragrances of papaya, mamoncilla, mango, and banana. Don Fermín always called out a greeting as I passed, and if I missed a day at school, he noticed and wanted to know the reason why. Many people in Apartadó were like him. They were sweet and caring and just happened to live in the middle of a war. Celestino was tougher than my previous school, with a lot